بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان أخواني على عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان أحدهما يأتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والآخر يحترف فشكى المحترف أخاه للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال لعلك ترزق به رواه الترمذي. This is the last hadith on this chapter of Tawakkul and Yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah, that there were two brothers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana akhawan, there were two brothers in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of them used to come daily to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one brother used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn the teachings of deen, the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would spend his day in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking knowledge for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice upon it to pass it on. So his entire day would be spent in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The other used to earn a living. He did some trade, some business. وَالْآخَرُ يَحْتَرِفُ. So one day the brother who was doing business and doing some trade and earning a living, he came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the brother who was not working and coming in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So probably this brother was assisting his brother who was coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and seeking knowledge. And then he felt that he is not doing any work and I'm supporting him. Or it could also possibly mean that he felt that his brother should do some work instead of spending all the time. He should earn a living or better living. He may be perhaps earning a living which was very, very small, simple, and his brother felt that he should earn more. So whatever the possibility is, however, we find that the one brother came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the other brother who was spending all the time in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I said, he may be having contentment with the simple life that he had, or it was the elder brother or the other brother's mercy upon him that he was supporting him. So this brother comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa and complains about his brother that he should now be working. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith gave an answer, a very simple answer, but it is very thought-provoking. Rasulullah said, لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُ بِهِ. Perhaps you are being given rosy and sustenance because of this brother who is spending his time in my company. لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُ بِهِ. The rosy rizq comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala has got various ways of providing for a person. So, whilst you are earning a living, it is very commendable, mashallah, you're earning halal living, you're working hard. But that rosy is coming to you because Allah is having mercy upon you simply because you are sustaining or you're looking after your brother who is spending his time seeking the knowledge of deen. And to seek the knowledge of deen, one needs to be free and he needs to spend time. Like we have many students in madaris, it is the mercy of the other people, of the family and friends, who are probably looking after them so that they may imbibe knowledge so that they could learn, practice and pass on this knowledge. So Rasulullah is not saying that this person should not work and he should be lazy. No. In no way Sharia tells a person to be stretching his hands out for some hamper from some person or somebody should be looking after him. No. Rasulullah is driving home the point that, oh my brother, it is not your hard working and your skill that is giving you the rosy. Allah is having mercy upon you because you are looking after your brother. لَعَلَّكَ تُرْزَقُ بِهِ. In one riwayat, Rasul even mentioned that you are not being sustained and helped and gaining victory in the times of war except because of your du'afa, your weak ones. Because you have weak people in your community, the poor people, there are many sincere amongst them. It is because of them Allah is giving you rosy and Allah is giving you victory in times of war. So this is the last hadith in this chapter of Yaqeen and Tawakkul. Again, to recap, we should have our firm reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after tying our camels, and have faith or yaqeen and conviction and certitude in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the most powerful, He is the omnipotent. Allah ta'ala has control over every single thing. He is a sustainer, He is a nourisher. And we did the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which explained that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was being thrown in the fire, what did he say? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. So this should be a mudhakara we should be making every single day, because all of us are faced with various issues and problems. And sometimes we get cold feet. Sometimes we become very, very concerned and worried about what is going to happen to us. Sometimes there's crime. Sometimes there's some pain, some suffering. So we say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. And Allah is the best of protectors. May Allah give us tawfiq al-hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله